you might almost expect when our present conference is on. Hope, the sustaining virtue of the spiritual life. When we were baptized, we received, as part of the sanctifying grace, the virtues of faith and hope. If the virtue of hope has always been necessary, in today's world, it is absolutely indispensable. I don't say just to grow or develop in the spiritual life, even to maintain oneself in the friendship of God. Mainly, I believe, due to the communications age that we have entered, the sheer quantity of evil and its underlying cause, error, is propagated on a scale never before in the history of the human race. When I reflect on the fact, remember having taught Babylonian religion at a state university and told my students that back in 1800 BC, under their monarch, Hammurabi, abortion was punished with death. Death for the unnatural mother, and death for all of her accomplices. Who would ever have dreamt that we were living in an age where the lowest figure is 55 million legalized abortions each year throughout the world? Pornography, blasphemy, hypocrisy in high places, infidelity on every side. Only this month, the Holy Father spoke of, I quote, the appalling reality of sin, which weighs on the whole of man's history, but mostly and especially in our own time, unquote. Pope John Paul II. All of this tells us that we need, how desperately we need, a virtue to sustain us in this life and to keep us faithful to the Christ in whom we believe. This is the virtue of hope. as we did regarding faith, so here we will ask three questions and briefly answer each one for our meditation. What is the virtue of Christian hope? Why do we need this virtue? And how are we not only to remain constant, but grow in the supernatural virtue of hope given us by the Holy Trinity when we were baptized? What is the virtue of hope? First, a simple, but the Church's official definition. The virtue of hope is a supernatural virtue received at baptism by which we firmly trust in God to bring us to heaven in the life to come and to provide us with all the means we need to reach our heavenly destiny. We might remind ourselves that, properly speaking, we trust in persons, we hope in things. What is the foundation of our hope? The foundation of our hope is faith in God. We believe that God, who became man to save us from sin and for heaven, will not go back on his promises. If there is one thing that our Savior, throughout the four Gospels, keeps telling his followers, do not be afraid. Trust in God, trust in me. He tells us, do not be afraid. I have overcome the world. Remember, and this virtue is the supernatural virtue of hope. We talked about supernatural when we reflected on the fact that we now have two levels of life. A natural life that we received when we were conceived and born, and a supernatural life which we received at baptism. Let me be as clear as I can. This virtue of hope that we need is no ordinary hope or trust or confidence. It is, I don't hesitate saying, superhuman trust in God. But listen carefully. We need supernatural hope in order to provide us with supernatural confidence. Why? Oh, how this question needs answering. Because to follow Christ and remain faithful to Him, we must perform superhuman actions of patience and generosity in obedience to God's will. Why do we need the supernatural virtue of hope? Because the demands that Christ makes on His followers are, our faith obliges us to say it, they are superhuman demands. What then do we hope for? We hope to reach heaven, and we hope to obtain from the God in whom we trust that He will provide us with the means we need to reach the destiny for which we were made. In other words, the virtue of hope is a supernatural virtue three times over. It is supernatural because it is a gift of God's grace and does not come from our own strength. It is supernatural because the purpose for which God gives us this virtue is that we might reach our supernatural destiny. And finally, hope is a supernatural virtue because, having this virtue, we are able to use everything in our lives as a means to reach heaven. No casual statement that. Because we trust in God, we are confident that everything in our lives is part of God's mysterious plan to enable us to reach heaven. Nothing, nothing in life, nothing is ever too difficult. Everything in our lives is meant to help us reach the heaven for which we were made. We always, always have the strength we need to reach the heaven for which we were made. Second question. Why do we need this virtue of hope? We need the virtue because we are naturally weak. We are naturally fearful. We are naturally so prone to sin. We have all sinned, and we know how well we know we can sin again. As long as there is a breath of life in us, we know we can lose God's friendship and the heaven for which we were destined. The greatest fear we have is of the greatest enemy we have, who is. I hope you agree with me. Ourselves. All this needs saying. This virtue of hope is trust in God. We don't have to be told, though we should be reminded. If there is one person whom we cannot trust, it is ourselves. We are still asking, why is the virtue of hope necessary to sustain us in the spiritual life? Besides what we've seen, remember how often our Lord tells us that if we're going to be faithful to Him and remain His followers until the end, we must carry our daily cross. And that daily does not mean just, well, for a moment, once a day. It is daily, throughout the day. Over the years in my priesthood, I've dealt with some very chosen souls. I set this down as an absolutely certain statement of the spiritual life. The higher the sanctity to which God calls a soul, the more infallibly He will give that soul the privilege of carrying the cross. How often we are tempted to give in or give up. How we need the foundation of our faith to believe that every cross is from God. And every cross carries with it the promise of God's sustaining grace through hope. You see, the virtue of hope is not only that for some of us, not so far distant. For others, still a few years away. The dawn of eternity. Hope is needed all throughout life that we might not lose confidence in the loving God who in giving us a share in His cross also gives us a share in His strength. our third and most practical question. How are we to grow in this precious virtue of hope? As we said regarding faith, so here regarding hope. No less than faith is not only to be preserved, lest we sin by infidelity. So here, our duty is not only to preserve ourselves from the sin of despair. I'm afraid that in the spiritual life, partly, I suppose, because of the culture in which we're living, partly because of the sometimes ill-advised counsel that we may read or hear, the spiritual life is not only growing in the moral virtues, it is also and mainly growing in the theological virtues of faith, hope, and charity. At the risk of oversimplifying an immense subject, I would like to briefly recommend 5 ways of growing in the virtue of hope by the practice of patience, by making acts of confidence in God, by resisting temptations to discouragement, by daily fervent examination of conscience, and finally, by seeing everything in our lives as part of God's loving providence. A word on each of these recommendations. Patience. This is an imperative. Expect to suffer. And you don't have to wake up in the morning and wonder, how will I ever practice patience today? Expect misunderstanding. Expect to make mistakes. Expect difficulties. And by the word expect, do you know what we mean? The Latin expectare. To eagerly look forward to. I mean it. Already back in the novitiate, when I made my first long retreat of 30 days, 7 full days, 5 hours meditation each day, exclusively on the passion of Christ. That's what being a follower of Christ means. To expect suffering. How are we ever going to be assimilated to our Master? What Christ do we claim to be following? Patience is not only the virtue of endurance. Patience is the virtue of loving acceptance. I know I'm speaking to the right audience. If we want to grow in this virtue of hope, we are not merely to resign ourselves to enduring whatever suffering the Lord sends us. We are to lovingly embrace suffering, because the spouse we love was crucified. How do we grow in this virtue of hope? By making acts of trust in God. You know the difference between trust and confidence. We may trust sporadically, periodically, on again, off again. But when we have confidence, this is constant trust. And the way to grow in this constant trust in God is to keep telling Him, "My God, I hope in You. My Jesus, I trust in You." We should especially get into the habit of making acts of trust in God. The moment, don't wait 2 seconds, the moment some trial or difficulty or misunderstanding or whatever it is enters your life, immediately, it'll take only a split second to pronounce, at least mentally, the name Jesus. We're asking ourselves how we can grow in the supernatural virtue of hope. My third recommendation, resist discouragement like the plague. We must assume, otherwise, you wouldn't be patiently listening, and I sure would not be, happily speaking, unless our habitual intention was to do the will of God. Agreed? That's why we're here. Now listen. After years of counseling souls, you get to understand the evil spirit better than I had, say, even a year ago. Invariably, as sure as there is a devil, his favorite temptation with souls that want to serve God is discouragement. Let me repeat. The principal weapon in the devil's armory against souls that want to serve God is discouragement. And as you know, the devil can be very plausible, very persuasive. All kinds of pious grounds he will give you for being discouraged. Avoid worry. Avoid anxiety. Resist sadness. One of the Beatitudes that Christ gave us tells us, blessed are they who mourn, they shall be comforted. But nowhere did Christ say, blessed are the sad. Sadness is mourning out of control. Fourth recommendation, daily examination of conscience. Again, I'm just sharing with you what over the years others have taught me, a priceless treasure of the spiritual life, the daily. For me, by rule, the twice daily examination of conscience. There should be a definite pattern. We're talking about growing in the virtue of hope. First, thank God for the graces you've received since the last examination. A sure way of buoying up, strengthening your hope. We need that. St. Ignatius tells us never to start an examination of conscience without first, hear it, first seeing what graces God has given me and thanking Him. We need this. Second, honestly admit what you've done wrong. People tell me they don't know what to examine their conscience on. Well, 15 minutes in conversation with any person I've ever met, allowing that person to do the talking, I could make their examination of conscience and their confession for them. Nothing is so revealing of our moral weakness as our speech. How blind we can be. Well, then, thirdly, and for our purpose, most importantly, before you finish the examination of conscience, plan. Plan what you're going to do, and especially how you're going to do it. If we want to grow in our virtue of hope, we must act prudently, with foresight, anticipating. That's why, quite frankly, I've been lecturing on the virtue of hope for years. I didn't trust myself. I made sure that I had planned the conference that we are now having on the virtue of hope. Finally, if we are to grow in the supernatural virtue, we must cultivate the habit of seeing God's providence in everything in our lives. And that means in everyone, everywhere, every when, every how. If we want to grow in the virtue of hope, we must see God in everyone and in everything. Why? Because as we see God's hand in what may seem to be trifles, when we see God's hand in the least detail of our daily lives, we will inevitably grow in that virtue which we especially need to sustain us through life. The virtue that sees God's grace everywhere in our lives. Because nothing in our lives ever happens by chance. Lord Jesus, you told us to trust in God and trust in you. You reminded us that you have overcome the world and that we should not be afraid. But, dear Savior, we are afraid of ourselves. Strengthen our trust in you so that, remaining firm in our hope on earth, we may enter heaven reserved only for those who have trusted to the end. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.